Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%. This is Gangbang with a Twist, round two. Where was I? Oh yes, in the centre of a circle of eager, horny men taking part in a competitive gangbang. My ass is lubed up with the spunk of the first guy who fucked me, and I'm catching my breath before round two. This is the second in a two-part story. You can check out the first part by clicking the links at girlonthenet.com. I need a rest before we recommence, that much is clear. While it'd be nice to let all my muscles relax so I could just lie back and let them take it in turns to fuck me into oblivion, it would somewhat spoil the point of the game. If it's going to be competitive, I have to fight back. Naked, sweating slightly and with trembling hands, I kneel on the floor in the middle of the circle of men. One of them steps forward from the side and offers me an ice-cold can of cider. Because fuck it, this is my fantasy, and the hot men in my fantasies always have cider to hand. I press the can against my forehead and neck, reveling in the chill on my skin, then down half of it as if it could come close to quenching my thirst. I lost the first round. The first guy was too eager to come, too warmed up. It didn't take him much vigorous fucking before he'd pounded all the fight out of me, and I let myself hang limply while he finished off. I figured if I was going down, I might as well enjoy it. Give my body a few seconds of blissful rest while the orgasm rolled through me. But I can't lose two rounds in a row. It just wouldn't look good. If I don't participate fully, maybe these guys will never play this game with me again, and I'll be left alone to frig myself off as I remember and wish I'd tried harder. This time I will win. This time I won't give in to the sheer fucking pleasure of the thing. I'll focus on the task in hand, throwing the guy off before he comes. I pass the can back to one of the watching men, and my next opponent steps forward. He's taller than me, and on the skinny side. The first guy had arms twice the thickness of mine, but this next one seems more evenly matched. His cock curves upwards. It's long, slim and dark, glints of pre-cum on the tip, foreskin pulled back and down to show how tightly the skin is stretched at the head, how hard he already is. He smiles at me, raises an eyebrow as if to say, "Ready?" My ass is slick with the first guy's cum and I'm in with a shot to win this round, so I nod, "Ready." And he pounces. What he lacks in strength, this guy makes up for in speed. No sooner have I placed my palms on the floor and spread my knees than he's round behind me, the head of his dick pressing against me. The guys in the circle start counting down, quicker this time than the last. They can sense we're both eager to get going. 5, 4, 3, 2. I can't wait for one. I push back, wanting to feel how deep his dick will go and how easily it will slip in now I'm lubed with spunk from before. The second I get back onto him, pressing my ass against his crotch and stomach, he starts fucking. Quick, slick strokes, his slim cock allowing easier thrusting than the guy before. I feign weakness for a few seconds, letting him think this will be an easy ride, but really I'm just winding up all my energy for one big decisive push. He's got both hands on my shoulders to yank me back onto his cock, and as he does that, I let him have 5 strokes. 1, 2, 3, 4, deep inside me, then on the fifth, I let rip, squirming and writhing and twisting myself out of his grasp. He's fast, reaching down to try and grab my flailing arms even as he shoves his hips forward to anchor his cock inside me. But although he's fast, he wasn't quite ready. He didn't expect such a sudden surge of power, and I managed to push him away. I twist round and get one of my palms flat against his stomach. I twist my body and push at him, and he slides out, having barely even got going. As his cock slips out of me, I can hear the sigh of defeat. His breath leaves his body in one swift whoosh, even as the cheering starts from the men who surround us. I look up briefly to acknowledge the crowd before beckoning the next one forward. Formidable, huge, muscled. There is no way I'm winning round three. But I don't need to win the rounds to make this all worthwhile. I just need to be a good sport, enjoy the game and take the smaller victories where I can get them. No one's really keeping score after all. We're all just fucking. In exactly the way we like it. As the big fucker spits on his cock and gets ready to try his luck, I turn my face towards my gallant round two opponent and beckon him forward. He's rubbing at his dick. Embarrassment that he got beaten so quickly hasn't managed to quell his urgent need to come. The crowd starts counting in for round three, and I can feel my third opponent pressing his short, thick cock up against the entrance to my cunt. And as I prepare to put up a match-worthy fight, last round's loser enjoys a consolation prize. I open my mouth to catch as much spunk as he can wring out of his dick, while he watches me lose to the next guy. If you liked that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn or head to Patreon to get early access to new stuff and help me and the team make loads more of it. Patreon.com/girlonthenet.